From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Jasmine Garz.
And I'm Felix Contreras.
We are sitting at our table at the Latin Alternative Music Conference in New York City.
This is the 15th annual gathering of musicians, managers, media, and fans from all over Latin America and the United States here to celebrate and to really just dig a little deeper into the whole Latin alternative scene.
Every year when we come here, we get to check out great new bands. And this year, Felix, we got to do something a little bit different as well. We got to sit down with some of the movers and shakers of the Latin music industry. And we hosted a panel in which we got to ask them questions in front of a live audience.
The panelists were Tomás Cookman, who is the founder of the LAMC and the owner of Nacional Records, Gabriel Avaroa, who is the president and CEO of the Latin Grammys, and Jorge Puig, who is the director of the Vive Latino Festival in Mexico City. All three organizations are celebrating quinceañeras this year. And to help us mark those quinceañeras is Raul Campos from radio station KCRW in Los Angeles.
Thank you for joining us, Raul.
Well, thanks for having me. It's always a blast to meet up with you guys. And we've been doing this for several years now, coming down and I get to be the host and run around from showcase to showcase or Central Park, Prospect Park, and of course all the wonderful panels. And the one that you guys hosted, the Q&A with everybody, was really great. The first speaker was Tomás Cookman. And of course, he's the man behind Nacional Records. Also the man behind, really, the LAMC, the Latin Alternative Music Conference. And he's also starting up a new festival called Supersonico. So the guy's busy. He's on it.
Busy.
He's got his finger on the pulse when it comes to the whole Latin alternative genre. So it's good that you guys were able to get some words from Tomás, the man himself, because he doesn't like to actually get behind the microphone or in front of the stage too often.
Well, fortunately, we did get him talking. And one of the first questions we asked him is, if anyone ever questioned his business sense or his sanity when he decided to start a festival geared at Latin, not just Latin music, but at Latin alternative music.
I think they always think you're crazy when you're trying something different. But I think there was just so much talent out there that it needed a home. And I felt at least that the pre-existing labels were not servicing all this incredible talent. And the same thing with the conference. You know, I used to go to South by Southwest and CMJ and all these other places, and I kept on seeing a lot of people get together and talk about the industry. I thought that we needed our own place. And the thing is, as well, it's Latin music is so diverse and it's so complex that it's hard for one conference to cover all types of Latin music. I think that we needed one that talked about rock, and hip-hop, electronica, and whatever else was new and fun.
You know, something else that I asked Tomás, and I'd love our listeners to weigh in on this, is I asked him about this golden era of rock that everyone always talks about, you know, about the era of Café Tacuba, Molotov, Soda Stereo, in which you'd have these huge, mega, superstar Latin rock bands that would just sell out stadiums. And I asked him if that kind of has ended, you know, and what has replaced it.
And he said that every era is the golden era. Bands come up and just sort of knock our socks off and really make a name for themselves. And one of the bands that he used as an example is the Colombian band Choquibtown.
This is the track Pescao Envenenao.
Atención rumberos y rumberas, aquí llega un Puki Bugalú con la participación especial de Choquibtown y la 33 para que los voces de aquí hasta gastan aún. Eso es lo que hay.
Yo no me como ese pescado.
Mucho ojo, mi gente,
que quieren venenarte la cabeza con pecado malo en la mesa, pero eso a mí no me estresa. Ojo, mucho ojo, que el tráfico de influencia de gente que sin decencia quiere verte decadencia, porque la envidia es mala. La gente sale con vainas raras, ey, problema, traen bala. La próxima vez te doy en la cara, por darme tu pecado envenenado, te llevo en la
mala. Saca la mano de mi bolsillo, no me vas a tumbar. Con ese canto tan viejo no me vas a robar a otro perro con ese hueso. Te rompo la boca y allí no ponen yeso. Dice que produce más que quien, que el mejor, sabiendo que lo que te doy es puro sabor. Si algún día te llames sonero, hoy eres peor que político embustero. ¡Toma!
Yo no me como ese pecado, así sea del Chocó. Ese pecado envenenado, ese no lo como yo. Yo no me como ese pecado, así sea del Chocó. Ese pecado envenenado, ese no lo como yo.
No me gusta tu tumbao, mucho menos tu pecado. A mí no me lo dejes, que ya te tengo pillado. Cada 4 años se bebe tan del bacalao. Menos mal que mantengo los bolsillos apretados. El fanatismo no deja de por encima de lo que último manejan los políticos y se llevan a lo mismo pelado. ¿Qué hacen en esa tera? No coman el pecado que le quiere dar la pela.
Bidi, bidi, dududen, dududen. Estás cerca de mí, no me quieres. ¡Qué bien! Me quieres ver pasando al otro lado. Por eso es que me das tu pecado envenenado. ¡Ja, ja! ¡Qué risa me da! Primero cae por antes de que me puedas tocar. Toma un consejo para la posteridad. ¡Ey! Vete de aquí, mala energía, y no vuelvas más.
Was the great Colombian band Chocquib Town. You know, I saw them sort of make their mark in the mainstream quite a few years ago at the South by Southwest Festival in Austin, Texas. It was a very cross-cultural crowd. There was a buzz going on about the band. And since then, they've lived up to those expectations with great music and powerful performances. Raul, next up, Gabriel Abaroa.
Well, Gabriel Abaroa is the man when it comes to the Latin Grammys. He's the president, the CEO, and when you're talking accolades for a music artist, it's the Grammys. And now, obviously, we're in the Latin alternative genre, so it just makes sense that the man behind the Latin Grammys is joining us and speaking the knowledge.
And he has very, very specific insight and about how the mainstream culture has changed its perception of Latin music over the last 15 years.
I think it has evolved dramatically. 15 years ago, perhaps, we had the typical Latin circuit where you would go to the venues where Latinos would attend naturally. You would promote and advertise to Latinos, mainly in Spanish or Portuguese for the case of the Brazilians, which, by the way, they continue to do up to this day. And what happened during that process is, I remember that a few years ago, I was reading an article that Juanes made a presentation in Minnesota, I think it was in Minneapolis, and the theater was full. And they made like a very direct survey, and they found that 10% of the attendees were Latinos, 90% were non-Latinos. but very eager, interested to know what kind of music was the one that was driving this nation crazy or they were talking about. So I think that the lesson there, why not to explore other markets? I think there are markets that are ready to try. So I'm pretty sure this country is ready to explore, but we just need to give them the chance to try it, not to exclude ourselves. Who would have ever imagined that Ilya Kuryaki, they are like the alternative discovery of Oprah Winfrey, and they made a Target commercial? I'm sorry. I mean, if that is not an indicator of how much has the music opportunities evolved in the past 15 years, then I don't know what to say.
Hago que lo imposible sea posible, que todo lo increíble se vuelva visible, que todos tus sueños sean irrompibles, que tu imaginación vuele como un dirigible, que los presidentes sean inteligentes, hago que a los viejitos le crezcan los dientes, hago que la gorda se sienta flaca, la rubia morocha, la petiza bien alta, que no haya enfermedad, que no tenga cura, que la policía te trate con dulzura, que lo que dice el loco se vuelva cordura, que el ascensor solo baje, la escalera solo suba, mientras yo pongo caliente las pistas, tengo más estilo que una rey pastillas, este flow te rompe como un gordo a las sillas, ustedes son arena y les clavé la sombrilla, este es el ritmo que estabas esperando, nosotros te lo damos, y ahora estás bailando, 3, 2, hola, hula, apláudame la luna, hula, hula, hagamos hula, 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 al revés, hula, hula, hagamos hula, 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 al revés, hula, hula, hagamos hula, 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 hagamos hula, 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 hagamos hula, 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 al revés. Hago que los ladrones te devuelvan la plata, que no haya gente viviendo en casas de chapa, que todos tengan su propio castillo, que en vez de llover café llueva ladrillos. Hago que los caballos sean unicornios, hago que en el dedito ya no exista el torno, hago que tu boca no tenga censura, hago que tu abuela mueva esa cintura, hago que lo imposible sea posible, si diste el primer paso esto es irreversible, hago que me encuentres irresistible, si no te diste cuenta porque soy invisible, que el mundo sea cuadrado como un dado, girando por la mesa en el casino del espacio, hago real lo que escribió Julio Verne, hago que te mees encima al verme, este es el ritmo que estabas esperando, nosotros te lo damos, y ahora estás bailando, 3, 2, hola, hula, aplaudan en la luna, hula, hula, hagamos hula, 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 al revés, hula, hula, hagamos hula, 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 al revés, hula, hula, hagamos hula, 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 hagamos hula, 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 hagamos hula, 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 al revés.
Kuryaki y Los Valderramas and their song Hula Hula, which was a very popular hit here in the U.S., kind of like their crossover hit. And I was, I was a little bit giggly during the panel.
Were you starstruck?
Well, I was sitting right, unfortunately, Felix was covering my vision.
But the aura of him
Felix
was
insisted
there.
I was going to sit right next to Dante Spinetta, who is like kind of like my childhood crush. He's in the band, mm-hmm. in the duo, Ilia Curiaque and the Valderramas. And I'm a huge fan of the band. I think they're actually one of the coolest Argentine bands ever, and almost like too progressive for their time.
Right.
And I think they've just continued to grow. And they've just, as Felix once said, they just do this like funk that they could play on stage with Prince. They are so good. Anyway, I was going to sit next to them, and like right at the last minute, as we're about to take the stage, Felix goes, "Can I sit next to Jasmine?"
Wow, so you are the fan, huh?
Yeah, so I couldn't really see the guy.
But you know, their sound is exactly what you said, and they are huge, you know, and they're really ahead of their time, you know, but they're also a throwback sound. Well, with all the soul and funk and the R&B kind of flavor that comes with the group, but yet all the influences of modern day, like whether it's hip hop, dance, and they're getting all the traditional sounds coming out of Argentina. I mean, these guys deserve to be even bigger than they are, because I think, like you said, they're ahead of their time.
And there was a little bit of conversation about that, because you can't get more outside of the U.S. mainstream than a band from Argentina that's been around for decades playing funk, and all of a sudden they're getting mentioned by Oprah.
The other thing that was spoken about a lot in the panel was about how Latin music makes it into the mainstream when songs are played on American television and American film. And Tomas Cookman gave an example of that with the show Breaking Bad, and how they played a song by the Bay Area band Bangdata.
Hear the beat, it bang down like the wall of Jericho. From the six shooter, pop pop, we vibrate your drop top. Beretta the spitter with my Mangueta, feel the drip drop. Others bring it halfway like beat shoes, they flip flop. Chota wanna see my profile, call me Alfred Hitchcock. The sound is like a gunshot, the others are just pin drops. My songs are like songs and the Pope, he calls it him. Bandata, ay mira mama, muevase mi linda mulata. Y mira como mende, que linda muchacha. Y ella tiene fuego y yo soy un tricky taca. Y ahora los movemos lado a lado como almaca. Y todos somos raza, mi grupo Bandata. Y mueve que te pasa, yo digo Bandata. Ay mira mama, muevase mi linda mulata. I be the cinder block cracker, got weed mixed with tobacco. Audio the massacre, my lawyer screaming Attica. Cumbia cocotazo, Bangdata mi balazo. Maya calavera, are you ready? Sube brazo. Them pisses sound system, them sissy man listen. They shaking in they boots like they a bunch of wet kittens. We colder than some dry ice in your hands with no mittens. Go get yourself a ticket, tell the haters good riddance. Bangdata, ay mira mama, muevase mi linda mulata. Y mira como mende, que linda muchacha. Y ella tiene fuego y yo soy un tiki-taka. Y ahora nos movemos lado a lado como almaca. Y todos somos raza, mi grupo Bandata. Y mueve que te pasa, yo digo Bandata. Ay mira mamá, muévase mi linda mulata. Mamá, muévase mi linda mulata. Y mira cómo menea, qué linda muchacha. Y ella tiene fuego y yo soy un triquitaca. Y ahora nos movemos lado a lado como almaca. Y todos somos raza, mi grupo Bandata. Y mueve que te pasa, yo digo Bandata. Ay, mira, mamá, muévase mi linda mulata. Bandata, ay, mira, mamá, muévase mi linda mulata. Y mira cómo menea, qué linda muchacha. Y ella tiene fuego y yo soy un triquitaca. Y ahora nos movemos lado a lado como almaca. Y todos somos raza, mi grupo Bandata. Y mueve que te pasa, yo digo Bandata. Y todos somos raza, mi grupo Bandata.
Again, that was the Bay Area band Bangdata with the song that was featured on the very, very mainstream television hit Breaking Bad.
What was interesting to me is the discussion about how even though this is a phenomena that's growing every day more, it's not a new phenomena. I mean, there has always been a fascination with Latin music in the U.S. Check out what Gabriel Abaroa from the Latin Grammys had to say about this.
In the 1960s, Astrud Gilberto and Joe Gilberto took the Carnegie Hall by storm. And I am pretty sure that no more than 10% of the attendance was Latino, mostly Brazilians. 90% were New Yorkers, and they loved it, and they made it their music, and bossa nova, it's one of the genres that has become like a typical reflection of what Latino music is.
Quem se ama, muita calma pra pensar e ter tempo pra sonhar. Da janela vê seu corcovado, o redentor, que lindo. Quero a vida sempre assim, com você perto de mim. Até o apagar da velha chama. E eu que era triste e descrente desse mundo, ao encontrar você eu conheci o que é felicidade, meu amor. Sempre assim, com você perto de mim, até o apagar da velha chama. E eu que era triste e descrente desse mundo, ao encontrar você eu conheci o que é felicidade, meu amor.
That was Corcovado by Astrid and João Gilberto from that famous Carnegie Hall concert.
Okay, guys, as usual, it was a musician who had probably the best insight into all of the topics that we were talking about. Dante Spinetta from Ilia Curiaki. He was very eloquent about describing passion of Latinos for Latin music and how it has fueled the successes over the last 15 years of the LAMC, of Viva Latino, and of the Latin Grammys.
As musicians, we always keep... No queremos perder el concepto de búsqueda, ¿no? De encontrar algo nuevo, keep it fresh. So I think alternative is a good word to describe what we are doing, but it's music, no? And Latinos are alternative. We are all mixed up culturally, no? So maybe that's alternative for an American way of thinking, you know, because it's more like rock or hip hop, but somos todos mestizos, mezclados, you know? You know what I'm saying? So that's alternative, that's Latino.
I agree with him 100%. I mean, like I said, he was very eloquent. And putting the reason, helping us understand the reason why we're all here. Executives, fans, media, everybody.
I think it goes back to the idea of the fusion, you know, where you're mixing up all these different sounds. And a band is no longer just doing, you know, norteño music or, you know, reggae or hip-hop or rock. They're mixing it all together. And that's the beauty of this genre, and that's the beauty of what we are. Because even talking about, like, you know, my family, my uncles, my tios and tias in Mexico, you know, they're listening to the Rolling Stones. They're listening to Led Zeppelin, Pink Floyd. And yet even the bands and artists, like, you name it. It could be Juan Gabriel. It could be Cesar Costa. It could be, you know, if you're talking Mambo, Perez Prado or whoever. You know, it's like it's all already, you know, getting all these influences from other parts of the world, you know, and the rock and roll sound that kind of infiltrated that 60s and 70s vibe growing up in Mexico, you know, to what's going on today here in the U.S. and in places like South America or Central America or Mexico. You know, it's all just a big mishmash of all these great sounds, and it kind of almost exactly represents what Latinos are.
Raul, thank you so much for joining us today. It was such a pleasure.
Well, thanks for having me. You guys are the best, and I love what you guys do, so continue the success.
Raul Campos from radio station KCRW in Los Angeles. We just want to give props to you, too, for being a pioneer in Latin programming, because what you do out of KCRW, you've been doing for a while, and we take notes from you, too, man. So
thank you. Appreciate that.
Thank you so much for coming with us, Raul. And guys, I don't know, since we're talking about Ilia Kuryaki, how about we play one of my favorite songs?
Let's hear it.
This is Jaguar House.
You can hear this song in its entirety on our website at npr.org/altlatino. And as we saw here at LAMC, please stay in touch with us on Facebook and Twitter. It was great to meet so many fans and so many music lovers.
I'm Jasmine Garz.
And I'm Felix Contreras, and we're signing off from the Latin Alternative Music Conference 2014 edition. This has been Alt Latino.
Shine.